IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah helping me as guest speakers in the studio criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Asma, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam, thank you for having me.
Welcome, and Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullah, thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. Well, it's a couple of episodes that we are focusing on the movie June, produced in 2021. It's an American epic science fiction movie, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Let's take a listen to a short part of the movie June, and then we'll get back. Stay with us.
They were pointing at us. What are they shouting?
Lisan al-Ghaib, voice from the outer world. It's their name for Messiah.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. Well, we are trying to criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, with Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Well, there is an important concept, Sister Asma, that people are shouting Lisan al-Ghaib, completely in Arabic.
Yes.
Well, why? Any connection? Well, they define it as the voice from the outer world. They define the Lisan al-Ghaib as this, you know. Or the other name, or their name for the Messiah.
Yes.
So they keep referring to that, you know, character as the Lisan al-Ghaib.
Lisan al-Ghaib. So, and the mother gives him the definition of that thing.
Yes.
She says that he's called the Messiah.
Why do they keep shouting it? And why is there any connection at all in the first place?
Well, because from the beginning of the movie, we see that old man gives some hints that he's going, perhaps he's going to be the one.
Yes.
And then the mother, every now and then, she says that his son is going to be the one. She's sort of sure about the fact that her son is going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And when she brings him to the, when they are coming to that Arrakis place,
yes.
Everybody is shouting at him as the Lisan al-Ghaib. Actually, I didn't know on what basis, on what hints they think that he's the one. I don't know, but maybe according to the Fremen, they have had some narrations about him. Maybe I don't know about his appearance or his age or from where he comes or with what intentions he's coming. Maybe those are the things that are that made them refer to him as that. But the story of the person, the name they are already mentioning, is very interesting, because when you go deeper and deeper into that adjective that they're using for him, is that the sound from the outer world. That means the one they believe in is actually coming from a supernatural background, and his spiritual background, and he's linked to perhaps a deeper power.
Yes, true indeed. In order to continue our program, we have to listen to another part of this movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, and we'll be back with its question and its critique. Don't go away.
Lisan al-Ghaib, voice from the outer world. It's their name for Messiah. It means the Bene Gesserit has been at work here.
Planting superstitions.
Preparing the way, Paul. These people have waited for centuries for the Lizan al-Ghaib. They see you. They see the signs.
You see what they've been told to see.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asman Sardar Abdullah helping me as the guest speakers. In fact, criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, people are saying these people have waited for centuries for Lisan al-Ghaib. We are talking about this key concept, Lisan al-Ghaib, right? Mm. And they see you, they see the signs. This is what they say in the movies, right? Mm. And Paul, of course, doesn't believe it or in it himself, mind you, right? And he says, well, it becomes clear by his statement. Like he says, they see what they've been told. So obviously he believes it in it as a superstition, right?
He does, yeah.
So first of all, is it a superstition? Lisan al-Ghaib, Mahdaviya, Messiah, whatever. And of course, they keep talking about this concept. Yet it's sort of, you know, like a paradox for me in the movie, you know. And does he know that he's a savior himself?
Okay, I think they were trying to play a trick on the mind of people.
Mm-hmm.
First, by referring to him as Lisan al-Ghaib. Lisan al-Ghaib means, in Arabic, literally, the one who translates the divine, mm-hmm. right? Because if you are Lisan al-Ghaib, meaning that you speak on behalf of deity, right? So al-Ghaib being God, right?
Yes.
Here. So someone who
the
speaks...
The Ghaib means the hidden.
Yeah, hidden. Right. But always when we refer to Ghaib, we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, right? So when if the Imams, alayhi salam, we refer to them as Lisan al-Ghaib, the old Lisan al-Ghaib, meaning they talk on behalf of Allah. Ghaib being whatever Allah tells them they convey to us. So... Mm. They are literally his tongue. When we say, for example, Imam Ali, he's the eye of Allah, he's the ear of Allah, he's this of Allah. We're not saying Allah has an eye or this, but the manifestation of God. So when you say the Imam or the Messiah is Lisanul Ghaib, it means he speaks on behalf of a deity, of God.
Yes.
So this was what people were chanting, that Lisanul Ghaib.
Mm-hmm.
Now, him saying, no, not such a thing, superstition, people believe whatever they make, right? Even though he himself has been getting all these visions. So he believes that something is going to happen to him, and he's aware of that.
Yes.
But he's trying to get to people, or at least the viewers, to say, okay, true, this guy has a role to play in the future. He will save people. But it has nothing to do with the Lisan al-Ghaib.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with God. Basically, all he's trying to say to people or to the viewer is God and religion and the Lisan al-Ghaib is superstition.
Mm-hmm. Or so at least he doesn't know it himself. Or he's sort of like playing like an atheist.
No, because himself, he's playing an atheist.
Here. Yes.
He's playing an unbeliever.
Yes.
So whatever his mom tells him, whatever he sees, he's trying to deny it.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying, yeah, true, I might have a role to play. I might have a voice to have. But it has nothing to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with what you guys believe, the Lisan al-Ghaib and all this nonsense.
Yes.
So he rejected that. So the viewer automatically, as the movie progresses, they will separate God, and they call it a superstition, and they construct on what's on the outside, which is just reality.
Yes.
And that's actually that is a very distractive idea to put in the mind of the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But subconsciously it's working. People not aware of it.
Right.
So he keeps constantly denouncing the fact that this has anything to do with God, like of another realm or deity or what have you. Even the, like you said, when you talk about dreams and stuff like that, he completely cuts ties with it. He's like, no, all these things that you guys go with, prophecies and what have you, nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the prophecy or a dream or whatever people believe in, it's always, like you said, thousands of years because it's been prophesied by prophets or people who have linked to God.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to cut that. So Paul constantly making that cut. Nothing to do with God, nothing to do with God, nothing to do with God. But like I said, they don't say God. They use these terms like Lisan al-Ghaib or a dream or an oracle or a prophecy. So they use these things, but they all go back to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, true indeed.
But they playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
No. It has nothing to do with God. So as you get in touch with the character himself, as you build this connection with him through the movie, you yourself as well try to distance yourself from those people as well and their superstition.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So, okay. This is in summary.
Okay. Thank you. let's take another break by listening to another part of this movie, and then we'll be back criticizing it.
A great man doesn't seek to lead. He's called to it. But if your answer is no, you'll still be the only thing I ever needed you to be. My son. If anything happens, will you protect Paul?
With my life.
Only together can we stand a chance.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021. It's an American science fiction Hollywood movie. Well, obviously about Mahdi and Messiah. Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Asma, you know, in line with the question that I asked Sayyid Abdullah before the break, about whether, you know, Paul himself, because he was acting as an atheist, a non-believer himself, and he called it superstition, mm-hmm. You know, very vividly in the movie. Well, what are the signs? Because they are also talking about the signs of Al-Mahdi, right? So when people are chanting Al-Lisan Al-Ghaib, and the other people, like the mom, says to Paul, to his son, like, they see the signs. What does she mean by they see the signs? What are the signs of Mahdi?
Perhaps the words that have been there, and perhaps the call that happened. And also I would say that death of his father was another sign.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they killed the father, and there was the blood of his father and the revenge for the blood of his father. Maybe that was another sign that the Savior would come after this in order to take revenge, the revenge of his father's blood, and then at the same time destroy all the tyrants and all the oppressors, because mm-hmm. as you see, there was also a note to the oppressor. So perhaps after all these oppressors coming and leaving, and then they don't know who is going to come next, there comes this urge in these people that maybe appearance of this Messiah, or the One, or Lisan al-Ghaib, as they put it,
yes,
is very close and clear.
I see. Okay, any comment, Sayyid Abdullah? You know, what are the signs of Mahdi, and what are the signs of his reappearance?
Look, with what these guys were saying, so, first of all, these people who are chanting Lisan al-Ghaib, and they themselves, like they said, they have prophecies for thousands of years.
Yes.
They had oracles that were alive. You know, the lady that handed a knife to the
yes.
to his mother, mm-hmm. she was very aware of who they are,
mm-hmm.
meaning that she knew the prophecy and she can see the signs.
Yes.
So in this movie, they were pretty much, I would say, they were looking at the appearances of this person. When they saw him as a person, they said, okay, he fits the criteria. He looks like the Savior based on what we've been told,
mm-hmm.
right? That description, the way he walked, the parade that he came in and everything else, and whatever he brings with him, it indicates that he is the Messiah.
Yeah.
Now, for us as Muslims, when we look at the Imam alayhi salam, we have many signs that precedes the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
We have signs that deals with nature.
Yes.
We have signs that deal with people's morality. We have signs that deal with people's economical status, that deal with their political status. And then we have major signs that deal with the Imam directly preceding his
yes.
Arrival, which are, we put them into five, right?
Mm.
So we have this information. So as a Shia, for example, myself, right now, if you ask me, when would you know the Imam is going to come? I say, okay, if 1, 2, 3 are met, then directly I would know what the Imam is exactly. I know which his position he's in, and how he looks like. Why? Because all this information has been given to me. So let's example. We say Imam alayhi salam, he appears in Mecca. If I was in Mecca at that time, and I see the signs, and then I see a person, automatically I'm going to say, did you know that Imam alayhi salam, he would have a long curly hair, just like the guy in the movie?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He would have a white forehead, just like the guy in the movie?
Yeah.
So they even brought the description of the Imam, they put it in this person. I would say, okay, so my imam is 1, 2, 3. This guy looks exactly like him. That's my Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, and even us, we've been given all these details. So when we see this personality, so we also have this notion that we have a group of people that I know, at least a friend of mine, who actually have identified the imam, alayhi salam.
Right.
Now they know who the imam is based on his actual appearances, based on the details that we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to foresee.
Yet they can't say.
No, you can't. Of course you can't.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's easy to foresee and tell who the Savior is. So these people done their work and was just right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, that's him.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. And thank you for listening to the program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We have been trying to criticize the movie June. Of course, we haven't come to the end of its critique. And inshallah, we are going to do so in the upcoming episodes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.